right. Well, thank you for joining me for another episode of Let's Talk. Today, we're going to continue our conversation about dating and relationships. My special guest today is going to be Mashawi Eichner. He is joining me. He's from Savannah, Georgia. Is that correct?
Oh, ATL, Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, ATL. How is the weather in ATL?
My gosh, it is crazy hot out here.
Tell us something about yourself we don't know.
Oh, okay. I'm originally from San Diego, California. But let's say I've been in Atlanta majority of my life, 44 years old. I've been here for a while. So, you know, I love it here. This is the place to be.
Really? Yes, I've been to Atlanta a few times. Haven't been in a while, but that's okay. And so what brought you to Georgia?
Military. My dad, he left the Navy. Okay. And, you know, we hear about Atlanta, Georgia. He heard about Atlanta, Georgia a lot while he was in California. So, you know how it is. He said, let's pack up. We just packed everything up. Came out this way.
Okay, right. That's good. Yeah. So you're single, have children, married?
Single, okay. Have three kids.
Okay.
Yes. Three kids.
That's
three
awesome.
Kids. Yeah, one just graduated from high school this year.
Well, I know you're happy. That's a great
milestone. Oh, my God. Yes. Woo! Two more to go.
I'm telling you. It seems like once they hit high school, it's like, yes.
I know.
It's a new chapter, okay? Mine just graduated last year, and I'm so like, yes, no more teacher meetings, no more doctor's appointments. Well, I am so glad to have you on the show. I really do appreciate you taking the time out. Again, our topic is going to be dating and relationships. How is it? Should it be different in Christian dating than it is so as in the world? Like, do we do things differently now? How long do we take to decide if someone we've met or may show interest in might be the one that we decide to spend the rest of our lives with? How long does it take to decide or determine? What do you think about that? How long does it take? Like we were discussing, how long do you think it should take for you to decide, you know, if this person is that person for you? You know, most, like we were saying, traditional dating, you know, right, is different than the way that they do it in the world. But, you know, nobody wants to court anymore. Right. They go straight to third base. Right. Like, we're missing, like, how should we do that? Like, what is your belief on that?
Okay, for me, like I said, it took in my 40s to actually see the picture now. They said, like, the 40s give you an outlook on life for men. And far as I see, I say it takes 6 months to me to actually get to know a person, because you got to find what makes them happy, what makes them angry, find out if they're telling the truth. They're not selling you a dream.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta get the full, you know, give you a chance to take trips with this person, to introduce your family and your friends around this person, so you can find out, because you don't want to get in, like we talked about before, you don't want to get in too deep.
Yeah.
You can't get out. Like my dad always said, if you don't want them, leave them alone. Because you don't, and once you talk to them, you get an idea about them, then that should help you decide if you're going to continue.
Right.
If not, ask them questions on your date. Ask them in the beginning. Tell them what you want. Hey, I'm single, so that don't mean I'm not messing with nobody on the side. Mm-hmm. It's just me. I mean, this is who you're getting. You're getting the true me. You tell them you tell them what you want. Fire, do you want some kids? Tell them that you want kids. And then you especially ask them what religion they're in. Mm-hmm. You want to know, you know, if they believe and God, and they believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior. I mean, you got to ask these questions because they might have a different interpretation of what they believe.
Exactly. Because that goes back to where the Bible says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. And a lot of people say, well, that doesn't mean that, but really it does. I mean, how can you be a Christian and you're dating a Muslim? They're not going to, we can't force them to accept who we serve, right? So that's going to be a kind of difficult, hard to a thing to do because, you know, if they don't believe in Jesus Christ and to them Jesus was just a prophet, then how can you get them to go to church? You know, that'll be another situation that's pulling you away from the Lord, right? I mean, I believe that there were good people out there, and it may just take you to introduce them to God. But I'm thinking that once you and you can tell me something different, though, like and anybody else have anything else different to say. But to me, I feel like once you come to once you have matured in Christ, you would want somebody to be mature in that same way. Because, you know, you say, for example, you want to pray and they'd be like, well, what's that? You know, time to go to bed. Like, what's that? Like, what, you know, it's the things that you may do. And then they're just like, well, that's not something that I'm used to. That's not something that I've done before, you know. And it's like you'll have to bring to me, and this is my thinking, bringing somebody else up to speed to where you are. And I don't know that I don't know that that would fit for me. You know what I mean?
I'm with you, but like I was saying, there's stages that you go through. I mean, you're past the baby stage, you know. Like when you were a Christian, you just started out, you know, you're like, this got baptized and you're like, okay, I don't know what to do next, you know, but it's to continue life and be like you are, be natural. I mean, God, you know, we all sin, but it's to go into life and learn. You're going to make mistakes and do things, but you get to a point where you got to say, I'm tired of making these mistakes, and I want to grow with the Lord so he can take me to another level. Uh-huh. Some people are stuck at the baby stage level.
Right.
You know? And you shouldn't have to. When you're ready for a relationship, you should be at a level where you're, like you said, you're mature and you're ready to do things the right way. Uh-huh. I mean, if you do things the wrong way, that means your mind is steady moving around, you're thinking about cheating, and you know, you're not into the person because your mind is set on something else. But I know you got something to
and
say.
That's me, because that's exactly what I was saying, because you're not on that, they won't be on that same level. So that level of respect for a relationship, for someone that's ready to go to the next level, that's prepared themselves for that, they may not be able to have respect for that. I think they would mishandle you. You know what I mean? Because they're not that, they're still, you know, you want to go to church and they want to go to the club.
There you go.
You want to go to church and they want to go to a bar. You know, I had to say that one time. I was like, well, you know, because somebody asked me out on a date. I was like, well, we can go just almost anywhere except for a bar. You know what I'm saying? Because those are my former days. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Or what do you feel like? I don't have anything against bars. I'm just saying that's not where I hang out. You know what I'm saying? I don't do the hangout thing anymore. You know, I think you can do other things as far as dating goes in other public places than have to be in a bar or a club.
Yeah, but then you get to the point was, this is, you know how I was when you met me. I mean, why are you trying to change me now?
Right.
I mean, if they've been clubbing and partying, or say like females twerking in the clubs and want all this, you know, all this stuff to get attention, and they enjoy it, and then you come in and try to change it, they'll be like, this is how you met me. I'm not changing for you.
Yeah.
You know? And that's how that started. But you get somebody where y'all both at the same level, where y'all be like, hey, I want to get to know you. And I want to put away those things I used to do so we can grow together in the Lord. And I'm going to go to church with you. We're going to read the Bible together. We're going to get to know each other. It's just me and you.
Does that sound like, is that boring dating? I mean, does that sound, because I think that people are shying away from Christianity, because they feel like life, everything about life has to change. And I always say you can live your life the way that you want to live your life, but you will be judged by the way that you live your life. Okay, that should free up a whole lot of people. But then there's religion that says, you know, there's some folk that say, well, my skirt has to be all the way down to my ankles, and I'm completely sold out for Jesus Christ, and that's just going to be that way. And my thing is, I want to free people to make them feel like, you know, that just because you are a Christian, that does not take the fun out of life, living and dating. You understand what I'm saying? To me, it's not the person. It's not per se their background or what they used to do. I mean, pretty much like for example, I had a situation. I said to the person, because they were pursuing me, I said, if you're not willing to do it God's way, my suggestion is to leave me where I am.
There you go.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And nothing about that is going to change. How do you feel about that?
I'm with you on that. You got a point. I'm considered a radical Christian.
Okay.
I put it this way. We sin every day. There's no only perfect person ever was Jesus himself.
Right.
We sin every day. The thing is to ask for forgiveness when you do sin, and he's going to forgive you. And he said he's going to forgive us of our sins. So if you do something wrong, ask for forgiveness. There's nothing wrong. He's not going to.
I'm just looking for somebody to honor and respect the things of God and do things God's way, because that's where I am in my life. You know what I'm saying? That stuff that I did in my 20s and all, and, you know, dating and having, you know, more than one friend or whatever the case may be, I'm no longer into that. You know, that's no longer my lifestyle. So I'm looking for, I would say I'm more into companionship. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm not looking to go straight to third base. You understand what I'm saying? And I think you can date someone, and if you take your time and get to know them, rather than rushing into the intimacy and the emotional part of it, so that you can find out who that person is, I think that you'll come out better. You're not in a relationship. It doesn't become toxic. You know what I mean? And that's why I feel this way. It's not so much is because, well, the Bible says, but I do live my life by the Bible. It's just that I feel like, like the Bible says, we were born in the flesh. And I believe that if you are mature enough, then your flesh won't overtake you.
Yes. I say, just like you said, feel comfortable with the person, because you don't want to change for somebody else. So we don't know what the person doing in their life on the outside. We don't know. I mean, but feel comfortable. If there's something that the person's doing, you know, you talk it over with them. I mean, not everybody's perfect. Everybody got something in their closet that they're doing. It is something.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
We got to give ourselves some time to find out what that something in the closet is. That's what I'm saying. Give yourself some time to find out, because, you know, so many people there are people that are easily to fall in love.
Right.
And if you are a person that's easy to fall in love, you don't want to just jump right into things.
There you go. I mean, it to me is, it's a hit or miss. You meet somebody, you go on a date. Your thing is, you're like, God, please let this work. You know, I'm tired of dating, you know, but you that time comes, like you say, with purpose. You do your purpose what God wants you to do. Mm-hmm. He's going to put that person in your life. Amen. I mean, it's all already written. I mean, you got Jacob, his situation with Leah and Rachel. I mean, that worked out. Then you also got Boaz and Ruth, their situation worked out, right. But it was all purpose for them to get where they at.
Yeah.
So when purpose come in place, you don't have to rush anything. You don't have to make it work. It's going to come together smoothly where you don't have to work as hard. You guys going to click off the bat, have a talk about God. Because God's going to come up regardless.
I mean, you know, that I'm just going to bring that in the hey, where are you at with your relationship with the Lord? That's just what I need to know, you know, because, I mean, there's no need for, you know, you be ready to hit the streets and hit the club, and I'm not there at all. That's not my level. And that's just an example of the difference of the two. You understand what I'm saying? And it's not to say that would be necessarily that person's perspective on life, but that's just how you don't want to be unequally yoked. You don't want to be ready to serve God, and then this person is nowhere near knowing who God is. And then you got to bring him up to speed, lead him to Christ, and you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people be like, well, we had chemistry. That chemistry thing, people, does not necessarily mean that that's a connection, or that that person may have come into your life for a reason, for a season, for a purpose. You know, it's not necessarily for you to link up, hook up, and go to bed with.
There you go.
Come on now.
Right. I mean, friends.
Yeah.
I mean, guys wonder why they get put in the friend zone. And that's the reason. I mean, you guys are not compatible, but, you know, y'all can still fellowship. I mean, y'all can still fellowship, talk about God, go out places. But if that connection is not there, then don't take it to heart. I mean, right. Just be like, hey, this person's not for me.
Right.
And keep it moving.
Just
don't. I mean, it's all right to be a friend.
Right.
It's okay. That's what I have. I have on my website, for Facebook. It's on Facebook on my group page. I was telling you about it. Yeah. I got a date, Christian dating.
Right.
It's called Agape Love Dating with a Purpose podcast for Christians. Mm-hmm. You know, I would like. You know, that's why something I wanted to start. I mean, I feel like a hitch in a certain kind of way. I don't know if you've seen the picture of Hitch.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. I want to be something like that where I can, because I hook my friends up with their wives.
Oh, wow. And, okay.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I mean, it was just crazy, but I felt there was a match, and I got them together, and then they've been married. But since 2007.
Okay.
So they've been married for a while, and I consider myself a hitch, you know? I mean, I want to.
So you're good at compatible, like finding out, you know, if people are compatible.
Right. I can do that. I don't know, you know, it's a God-given gift or it's a talent that I have, but I can, like, read people.
Oh. You know,
I can read people and I can discern.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, if I talk to them for a while, then I can, you know, kind of pick up on what's going on.
Oh,
it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. But so I got to this point where I'm like, hey, let me do this love connection for Christians for dating.
You know what? That is so good, too. Maybe that might be something that have you ever considered, like, personally, like doing it in person? You know, like you said, like a hitch. They come and see you. They have sessions with you. You know what I mean?
Right,
that get you some business cards and put that out there. Have you ever thought about doing that? That sounds real good. That's neat.
I haven't, because I talked to a dating service about that, And they was like, wow, you could do that? Hey, you can help us out. You know, but then I was like, you know, I had so much going on in my life, you know, I was like, yeah, that'd be nice. But like right now, I have time to do something like that. Right. I can do it.
Right.
You know, just try to figure out which, you know, God show me which way to go. You know, it's like one process at a time.
And that's what it is with relationships. To me, I feel like it's a process. It's not, it doesn't mean just because you're lonely or you're one of those people. If you're one of those people that are afraid to be alone and you have to be in a relationship, then maybe you should give yourself some time to be alone to find out who you are. You understand what I'm saying?
When you get
to that place where you're confident in yourself and you're confident in being out in public alone, you know, people that are afraid to be alone, that's a challenge for them, that to go somewhere and sit down in a public place and eat by themselves. You know what I'm saying? When you get to that person, when you find out who you are and you get to that place, I think then you're ready. You know what I mean? Because when you, it's just like when you have come out of a bad relationship, you should give yourself some time to heal from that relationship and find out, right, hey, where it went wrong, and then how do I want to do it differently this time? You know, I'm okay. I'm in my skin. You know, hey, I'm confident in who I am. I have not thought about pursuing, you know, when you've got, it's just where you are in life. If you're not ready for relationship, then I mean, that's not something you want to do. You don't want to get out there and just start, you know, dating, you know, whoever and get caught up. For me, I'm just not right there right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not there yet.
Right. It's like you said, carrying baggage with you.
Yes.
Or carrying that other person from the last relationship with you to the next one. Mm-hmm. And then, oh, you remind me of such and such. That's how such and such used to do. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, I'm not me. You know, I don't have nothing to do with the last person that you was with. Mm-hmm. You know, but you got to start things fresh. Everybody should start out on a fresh slate, mm-hmm, instead of remembering or what happened in the past. You know, because that starts things out wrong.
It does. It really does.
But yeah, it is.
I can definitely say this, you know, because you definitely don't want to be involved with the wrong person. All right. Well, that was Michelle Eichner. I'd like to thank him for joining me on today. If you want to check him out, he has a podcast called Concerned Dads. You can find that on YouTube, as well as a podcast called The Mind of the Veterans. And well, folks, once again, I'd like to thank you for all of your support. And until next time, stay safe and be blessed. For a new episode of Let's Talk, we're bringing you more topics, we're allowing your voice to be heard, and we're rightly dividing the Word of God. Thank you for all your support. And until next time, stay safe and be blessed.